From sonic activism to radio radicalism. From noise therapy to drone gymnastics. From field recording to surveillance audiology. And from autotune poetry to hypergraphic notation. But what does it really mean to listen? Really listen? We seem to apply Oliviero's deep listening techniques mostly as a healing balm to the increasingly chaotic flow of daily digital information. But Oliviero's never meant for meditations to serve as an escape or disengagement from society. On the contrary, as she described listening as a necessary pause before thoughtful action.